from Vegas.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You know, I love it right as the show starts, the hot women walk in the studio. It's like, God damn, it's a good night.
Or you really owe someone money.
Holy shit, boys and girls. It's Friday night, and you know what that means. Somebody left the studio door open again.
I thought we closed the gate.
Wow. Well, guys, it's Friday night here at Spankwagon Radio. It's AVN week, and somehow we managed to get a couple of porn stars in the studio. No.
Wrong guest.
We got strippers and a couple of Craigslist prostitutes.
Wrong guests.
Oh, that's right. This week, we managed to somehow get Jody J back in the studio.
And let me bring up all the mics.
Guys, remember, Jody's a good friend of the show. She's had us on her show a couple times. Jody, tell everyone where we know you from. She's on four, dude.
Four's on, dude.
Hello?
There we go. It helps if we turn the switch on.
Oh, yeah. That does help. All right. You can find me every Sunday at KXNT.com or at AM840 on the Jody and Friends show.
Outstanding.
That's where you can find me. And, you know, I could be a porn star.
Absolutely.
I'm not one, but I could be.
Do you play one on television?
That. No, not yet.
Isn't that the definition?
Well, I could play one anywhere. I could play one in the back alley if I wanted to.
Hey! Whoa.
I won't, but I could.
Right? And with you, you brought someone.
I did. I brought Christina. She's also been a co-host on my show
before. Who looks completely apprehensive at this moment. It's like, I don't know what I'm getting into. I don't know what's going on. Jody, you're bringing me down to the ghetto.
I did. I recruited her, and she said, where's the station or where's the studio at? I said, it's down Charleston-ish and I-15-ish. Ish.
And then there was a cop right in front of us, and I made a quick right-ish up into here.
Yes.
Sweetie, we love the studio. The one thing about these, though, is these microphones, you've got to get on them like it's a big black cock. Just get it right in your mouth there.
Oh, I think Jody
I warned her
mention.
About that. Yeah.
Jody mentioned a big black cock. I'm not really shocked at that, I got to tell you.
Yeah, there is no surprise.
No.
No.
I'll be the first to admit, I love these microphones because of that reason. Yes.
And here I was thought it was just because we were here with them. So.
No, it's always the microphones.
Oh, shit. Boys and girls.
And if you notice that I'm all up on it, that might be why.
I was going to say. I'm a little back a little bit.
So I've missed you guys terribly.
We've missed you too.
You know, I really have. It's been a while since I've had a guest co-host on my show because we've got Sierra that's been making a regular appearance, so which is fine. But it's kind of a bummer because I haven't gotten a chance to see everybody. So I'm missing you guys.
So is it no longer Jody and Friends now?
It's Jody and Sierra.
Sierra most of the time. Is that the show now?
That's Jody and her assigned friend. Yes, it's Jody and her assigned friend.
Sierra missed.
Exactly.
Sierra missed. So,
but it's still called Jody and Friends, technically, for now.
I haven't been notified
otherwise.
And is Sierra a friend of yours, or was she kind of handed to you?
She was the Radio Star 4 winner.
Oh,
okay.
So, yes, she was handed to me, and that's fine.
You should just call her the chick who won because the rest of us weren't allowed to come and compete because we'd been on your show at another time.
Right, which you didn't know that, or else I probably would have never had you on my show,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. I didn't know.
And we'd be radio superstars now.
See,
you know
because
what, though? You're kind of like a mentor to her. You're mentoring her at this point, no?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Right.
I'm not sure how much mentoring I'm doing, but I'm trying. I mean, I'm kind of in mentor status myself. I need a mentor, and I'm mentoring, so.
It could be cool if it was the kind of mentorship, you know, like a Catholic schoolgirl and her blatantly lesbian gym teacher.
Wrong
I mean,
guess.
That'd be the kind.
Wrong guess.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. God damn it.
Now, what's going to be funny is when all of our guests show up a little later.
Oh, I know. There's the potential
but we're not
for
gonna,
that.
We're not going to mention that
I
yet.
I didn't mention that.
By the way, we do need to go ahead and mention SpankWagon.net, the official website, SpankWagon Radio. Find us online. Join the chat room. Check out the video because you're actually something other than us on the video. Which
yeah, we're not fun to look at.
Coffee cups are on the video.
Coffee cups.
Coffee cups.
Those are a disguise.
Okay.
Oh, that's a disguise?
Yes.
Much like the steel Coke bottle that decaf.
Oh, the decaf brings in the Diet Coke bottle that always seems to have the worn out label.
Yeah.
The same one every week.
Exactly.
Oddly enough.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Kind of strange, actually.
He's a good recycler.
Yes.
Like that.
Holy cow. Okay, folks, we got to go through the usual stuff. You are listening to SpankWagon Radio. Join us live in the chat room. There are several people in there already. Those of you that are listening, please jump in. Don't forget we have the cam. You can watch, and I guarantee tonight's going to be one you're going to want to see for yourself.
Hopefully, if the other half of the guests show up.
Oh, yeah, potentially. Also, I guess the phone number. Jody, tell them the number.
It is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-LV-R-O-C-K-S.
Now
587-6257 if you don't have numbers, letters on your dial.
Now do it like you're being paid $1.99 a minute.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Call now, baby.
Excuse me. Hold on. Got to take some quality time out of the bathroom
that?
For that one.
How was that?
Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you, Jody.
Reverend Hammer in the chat room says, you do that rather well.
You know, let's...
Maybe a little too well, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Some of you might recognize my voice from those late... Oh, never mind.
Hey-o.
I heard you on an infomercial. Wait, no.
No, that wasn't it.
She has many other talents.
Many other talents.
Hidden, most of them. Yeah,
well, much like the...
Underneath the clothes?
The Boone's Farm is hidden in the cup that the chat room is...
Hey, we got Mad Dog.
Mad Dog 2020.
We're living
there you
it
go.
Up.
Oh, you got it.
No wonder they're on the mics.
That's
the mics
on the market right now. I hate to break it to y'all. Anyways, Jody's like the undercover sister instead of the undercover brother.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I wish I was an undercover sister. Am I the undercover sister? Or am I just an undercover sister?
So, you know, crap, we're dropping consonants. It's already starting.
No. I just want to know
extending the vowel.
I just need that camera off me. Thank you very much.
Where the hype?
I'm trying to find the control so I can zoom in on your cleavage. That's actually the best part of the show.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Let me
Oh, hold on. Let me get the controls for that out.
I'm trying to go that route, but
he does.
You aren't, but I am.
Yeah, no.
Here's the problem that I'm seeing, and I know you guys have a show to do, but you know how I like to sidetrack that whole show thing.
Yeah.
Here's the problem that I see is that you guys are really beefing up and getting ready for these other guests, and I'm wondering what we can do to make our guest appearance even more exciting.
Get there. Naked.
That's the only thing we can do?
No, but right, that would be a great way to start.
Wait, you said, said no too soon. Actually, no, we're just starting off, getting everything going here, so.
Okay.
Well, it is called Spank Wagon, no?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the show here is kind of did Jody tell you about the show?
Did you get any warning?
Somewhat.
I haven't gotten any warning, so I'm really just thrown into this like a,
How do we go? Okay, we go from highbrow to absolute lowbrow.
Yeah. If I get bored over here, I just start watching porn randomly.
Yeah, pure and simple. Then I carry the rest of the show. How do we,
barely controlled chaos.
Barely controlled chaos is another thing another way of saying it.
Swearing is encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
One listener said Spank Wagon Radio, something to slap your mama with.
Yeah.
That was just okay. That's a tagline.
I think that was me that said, no, it wasn't. I don't take credit for that though.
Although I would believe it though.
Basically, the show is just 2 hours of good old-fashioned family fun. That's just the best way to put it.
Yeah, if your family is a gang-raping family.
Yeah,
right,
Manson
yes.
family, you know.
It's not gang rape. It's just a whole lot of unscheduled sex. That's just the best way.
You can't gang rape the gang willing.
What?
Unscheduled happy hour, maybe?
There we go.
Were you trying to say something?
You know, I tried to think today, and I've had just one of those days where if my brain is off, it's much better.
If your brain is off,
my brain is off. Oh yes.
Where would that be located?
I need to find it more often.
Okay,
it's the taint, actually.
The first commercial, we're searching for your on-off switch.
Yeah, because it needs to turn back on. All right. Anyhow, what do we want? We've
got stuff to talk about this week.
We have Gotti to talk about coming up here at the OG on Sunday, so we do need to cover that.
Gotti, like the mob Gotti?
Gotti, as in girls of the internet party.
Oh, that Gotti.
Yes.
My bad.
Cam whores.
Woohoo! Right.
Yes. As we actually, Murph, myself, and especially Decaf. Decaf's going to be doing the MC work.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-hour video and internet podcast, all blah.
How blah.
It's at just, the Olympic Garden. Yeah, it's going to be four hours of porn, internet porn stars, and mayhem.
Because that's something different that you find in Olympic Garden normally.
Well, well see, this year, well, what it got is it coincides with AVN every year. And what they do is they get all the cam girls who come out to AVN to promote their stuff on.
Wait, what's a cam girl?
That would be a girl who's not quite a stripper, but has her own little website. You know, so they come out, and in years past, some of the most uneventful, uninteresting people in the world have tried to interview these girls and not been able to look them in the eye and ask them if they prefer a fist or a foot in the asshole. Last year, we came and took over.
So do that.
And it was quite a hit, and so much so that this year we've completely taken over the show. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing the hosting, interviewing.
Well,
and
decaf- you guys have the same glasses, don't you? I think you do.
Oh, fuck. Here.
How weird.
You better hope.
No, his are thinner.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
Mine are much cheaper.
I just noticed that. Yeah. Anyway, back to Gotti.
Thanks, right. Jody. So
you know... I'm taking notes of this because when I get back to your show.
Oh, we're just going to disrupt
you. Oh, yeah. What are we not supposed to do? Huh?
I know. I'm already thinking. Those thoughts have already gone through my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in so much trouble.
Jody, I remembered. I got you a present.
A present?
I got you a present.
How kind of you.
Love presents.
These are great. I got this for you. Let's show the people at home. No, it's not a new phone. I got this for Jody. Jody, this is for you, sweetie. I picked that up for you today.
Here, let me.
She shuddered. She actually physically shuddered.
That would be an Obama pin.
Oh.
For my favorite little right-wing brain zealot.
I don't suppose you would have a Sharpie handy, would you?
I do, in fact.
May I borrow that?
Absolutely not. Because I spent good money on that.
Yeah, at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I got Jody an Obama pin, being the vehement right-wing person that she is.
Well, thank you so much for my present.
You're quite welcome.
Well, you see, we want you to just kind of camouflage in, mix with the masses, and we figure we have to help you with this.
Are you going to pin it to your butt cheek?
I'm going to pin it on my ass.
That could hurt if you sit on the
pin. Your ass is for Obama.
Right on.
I'm quite disappointed she had to turn around and face the other way to bend over, though.
What are you talking about? It was a great view.
Well, yeah.
She doesn't know where it's at. I don't want to stick my ass.
You don't know where your ass is. She doesn't know where her ass is. Yeah.
I can find her ass. Watch.
I know. My ass is so big, you can't miss it. You can't lose it.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Okay, guys, so.
I'm going to Sharpie this up, by the way.
This Sunday at, you just want to go to, what is it? How's it?
Actually, it's Gotti,
GottiVegas.com.
Actually, if you just go to lvrocks.com right now, and the banner is up in the upper right-hand corner, it's going to be GottiParty.com, and that's going to...
I thought it was Gotti Vegas.
No, it's
Gotti. It's on the website.
On the fucking website.
Because life is too short, so you Gotti Party.
Exactly.
There you go.
So this Sunday, you'll be able to watch live as mainly Decaf hosts
mainly Decaf,
and interviews the girls.
And we got to talk about this, because you're doing the video production, and I'm just putting together whatever I could put together. And you're finger banging Obama, and
no lube,
no lube.
She can spit on it. It's okay.
So we'll be having that
but
going
we,
on.
We have brown guys showing up to do video.
Uh-huh.
We have Stitz showing up to do
photography.
It's gonna be we it's completely
insane.
Took over.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
We have taken over the Olympic Gardens for one night,
yeah.
And let's just say some of the games that are planned.
Oh, those are very interesting.
Pin the tail on the... Oh, wait, never mind.
Some close, actually.
Yeah, not too far off.
Anyway, we do need to get kind of regrouped here.
Yeah, let's regroup here. Let's take a break.
All right.
And when we come back, we'll talk about some news this week, how Burger King's trying to get you to abandon all your friends for a Whopper, and the new Spank
Wagon... I would totally do that.
Exactly. And the new Spank Wagon Radio listener, Death Pool.
Nice. We'll be back.
Bye.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and mouth to cut the chuggy with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation.
the bag with the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. I can't write if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Oh my God, we're back! Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
.net!
I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And we've got drunk chicks in the studio!
Woohoo!
Who are all online.
When do the clothes start coming off? That's
what
I want to know.
We're not playing drums.
Why?
I think it's a drum chicks.
Drum.
Wow.
Wow, Q-tips and ears and... Jody, I didn't know your roots were so blonde.
Oh.
Ouch.
Damn. And you turn it to me. Why don't you let me handle the camera there?
Yes, because get it
Swift.
Off me. We got chicks in the studio. Don't put the camera on me.
Wow. Well, guys, there is something we want to talk about tonight.
Yes.
We have a new listener game. And it's kind of cool. It's the Spank Wagon Radio Death Pool. Now, the way this
that
works.
Fun.
It is fun. The way this works is you go to spankwagon.net, go to the forums. And in the forums, there's a thread that says Spank Wagon Radio Death Pool. In that pool, you put in five names, five famous people that you think are going to die this year.
That's nice.
Isn't it, though?
That is so nice. Can I start now?
You sure can. For every one that you get right, I will send you through the forum.
Patrick Swayze.
No. I will not send you Patrick Swayze. I will send you a code.
He will send you a VHS tape of Roadhouse.
Yes.
No.
You're nice. Going to be my Saturday night regular. No, I will send you a code for 30 minutes of free porn time from Spunky Gunk.
Spongy Gunk.
Spongy Gunk?
Spongy Gunk. Spunky Gunk. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's Mr. Yeah, Gerald Saunders Sir's website.
Yes.
So you will get 30 free minutes of free porn time for everyone you get right. Now,
that's
if
hot.
All five of your guys die, you put five more down, and for every one of those that die, you get two codes. If all five of them die, you get three, and after that...
There's a lot of math involved in this.
Yeah, exactly. After that, we just start, you know, calling you the angel of death at that point, because you're just calling people's names out.
After now, that, they're really nice to you, because they don't want to be next.
Exactly.
Right.
So we just want to give guys, you know, the chance to get some free porn. Free porn is always good.
Absolutely.
Jody, I know you're a big fan of porn.
I am, yes. Very much so.
See,
how else
go.
Would you get the job done
exactly.
without it?
Damn.
Hello.
No, please elaborate if you.
Yeah, we'll wait for the elaboration here.
Well, you see, the thing about porn, I do have a theory on porn. If you want to hear it?
Okay.
Yes.
The thing about porn is that you watch some, and then you have to get increasingly more hardcore to get the job done. Is that wrong or right?
It's what I've always said.
Does that mean you're getting jaded at some point?
Yeah, like
you build
not
up
good
a tolerance.
Enough. Yeah, it's not
it's
good
like
enough
heroin.
To just watch regular.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Regular missionary. No, then you have to watch, you know, ass porn. And then after that, you got to watch gay porn. And
I need two midgets and a donkey these days to even get wood.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Triple, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. And it gets very complicated because after a while, there's just not what you need. You have to find new sites and new whatever, you know.
Yeah. You know, the most hard... The most hardcore thing I think I've seen so far is a girl who has her eye held open and a guy jizzes right into her eye.
Ow.
Does that hurt?
I would assume that it would.
If it tastes salty, it must feel salty too.
Ow.
It stings. I've
mic's
do
up.
Tell. What?
Excuse me?
I haven't had a dive.
Get the mic there. Right there.
Right, the mic
we'd
right
love to hear you.
I've had a great aim before and it wasn't me that
It wasn't you that
eye.
Aimed. Oh.
Uh-huh.
I aimed, but it wasn't me that got hit in the eye. And the
but it was
one,
a friend?
Yeah, obviously my partner I was with.
Oh.
Wait, he got jizz in his own eye?
Well, I got jizz in his eye.
Oh, wow.
How did you get jizz in his eye?
I aimed good, basically.
Do you have a penis?
No, but I had it. Hello. I was holding on to his.
Oh. Okay, friendly fire.
Yes.
Okay.
You go. You can call it friendly.
That's funny.
Which
that's
has happened to me.
Really
got myself right in the chin once.
See? Almost.
Man, that sucked.
You were all alone, backseat of your car.
It was artillery fire, dude. I can't imagine. First off, I was just amazed that right there that I was able to, because I'm not a short guy by any mean. I mean, this is quite a stretch here. It doesn't hurt.
Yes, you have a long torso.
Well, that and my cock's, you know, only 2.5 inches from my chin. So, I mean, it wasn't all that fantastic.
Right,
but
so it wasn't that amazing.
When you fold yourself up. Fucking lawn chair, right?
What kind of yoga are you doing?
That episode of Death Clock where they're all sucking their own dicks. Holy shit.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Back to the original point is that you have to almost watch that kind of hardcore stuff to get the same effect.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So is that's not abnormal. That's not just me, then? That
no.
You would agree
no,
with
that's
that?
Just human nature. That's, I mean, I'm...
But how far have you gone? I mean, what have you looked for going, hey, that's pretty cool?
I'm
and it's been like, that extreme shit.
I'm, like, basically into hardcore gang rape now.
Oh.
Interracial, that is.
That's a slow clap moment right there.
Woo-hoo, go
Oh, man.
That's just where I'm at. I don't know where everybody else sits, but.
Yeah, I'm just north of that. I gotta tell you, I've
is
got
north
a.
Is better or worse?
It's worse.
Oh, okay. I thought that would be south.
No.
You go south.
Well, closer to hell, I guess.
Right, exactly. You've gone down the chain.
Yeah, I'm, yeah. It's, right. It's getting bad. Like extreme, like really extreme stuff. Like
two German shepherds and a girl.
Oh, that was starter shit for me. No, Belladonna.
That's the thing I think that shocked me the most.
What, and German shepherds?
Like animal sex. That just, I wasn't on board with that. And I'm still not on board with it, but it's just less shocking.
I really want to hear about the day you go, that's fantastic, dude. That horse was like...
It was... You know, you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh. And then you're like, well, this really isn't all that exciting because there's absolutely no way anyone's really enjoying this.
No, exactly. You spend your whole life looking for a guy that's hung like one, but then when you actually see a real one, you're like, yeah, it's not the same.
And you know those women that have actually done it? They can never...
Yeah,
walk right, or even face anyone.
They cry when they come to a set of stairs.
Like somebody walks up and says something to you, and it's like everything echoes. Hello, no, no.
They can't walk past a PETA protest without feeling really, really dirty.
Right, exactly.
Animal
exactly
Planet.
What I'm
no.
Who needs Spice Channel? I got Animal Planet.
Yeah.
All I need is a German Shepherd and some cookie dough. We're all set on that one.
Oh, that's Steve Irwin. He was a softie. He should have taken a spike a little lower. He would have survived.
Nah, porn. You really do get desensitized to porn.
You do. That's what I'm saying.
And I
don't
know.
It's kind of a bummer when that happens.
It is. I've been introduced to some very interesting people lately. Both
not animals. People.
No, people in real life and people online. You know, different artists, and you see things.
Oh, now they're calling themselves artists.
Yes.
Well,
they're formerly known.
I think they're artists. God damn it!
It is art. You know. It's human body art at its finest.
It's fantastic, especially when you paint the map of Hawaii across some girl's tits. Oh,
aloha!
This side of the table's having way too much fun. Oh my goodness! So the death poll, please, guys, go on the forum. Put in your picks. Get some free porn. There's really not much else to it. Just keep in mind, to participate, you do have to be over 18 or 21, depending upon your local, state, or federal municipality. Whatever. Look, just don't break the law, okay? Don't break the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't help them break the law, Murph.
Breaking the law.
Okay. Actually, we already have Toe in there, so Toe has already submitted his five. So Toe is like, bring on the death. And he actually had some pretty good picks looking at it. Who's
First name Camel. No.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Toe does have some really great picks. Do you want to bring those up?
Actually,
Crunch?
I got them up already. Toe has already beaten you to the Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
that was his
so
number
wrong.
One. Fidel Castro.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a given
pretty
at this
given
point.
There. Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
This one caught me off guard. But
Barack Obama.
I was gonna say that. Just gonna say.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying. He looks healthy, but you never know.
Is that the Secret Service out there? Just
yeah.
This one caught me off guard though. Kirk Douglas.
Well, he's older than God, I think, isn't he? Like he's older than dirt.
He had a stroke a couple of years back, so it's he's not looking good. I'll tell you that he's not looking good.
He's way on the down low with all that because I haven't really seen.
Yeah, he's staying out of him.
Who's the guy that played Fonzie?
Henry Winkler.
Oh, he's going to be gone soon.
I don't think so. I think Winkler's.
Hey. I think he's doing fine.
Winkler's going to be like Dick Clark. He's going to be hanging on for like ever and a day.
Dick Clark.
Yeah, Dick Clark. Put that on the list.
Yeah, really. Hey. Don't give them all away. This one, another one here, Billy Graham.
And that's a good one because Billy Graham didn't give his Christmas prayer this year. He wrote it and his daughter gave it. I think Toe's first win is going to be with that one right there.
Paula Abdul from an overdose.
I don't get it. Why is
his health has been in decline the last couple of years. And no matter what, though, he always gives his prayer on Christmas this year. Nope.
It was that bad.
He didn't have a prayer.
Okay, gotcha. He was that ill.
Hey-o.
He doesn't have a prayer this year.
Christine, you really got to get on that mic.
Okay. I'm trying to be like Jody, but I'm getting closer.
Yes. Get close to the mic. Love the mic.
Yeah.
Feel
these are just standard mics. These are not studio mics. These are...
No, they're not fantastic,
gotcha.
Way cool mics. But
we're cheap.
They do work.
Hey, they work.
No, I can. Now I hear it. I hear myself now loud and clear.
There you go.
That's the idea. All right.
Oh my
so
goodness.
We've given worship the mic. That's right. Who's
yes.
Reverend Hammer?
He's another one of our loyal listeners.
Long time listener.
Yep. So, all right. So let's talk
about... Here comes the hammer. Okay.
Hey, Jody.
I was rapping.
Thong
was rapping.
Or like full butt panties? What are we wearing tonight?
Thong all the time.
Thong to thong, thong, thong.
Man, but we're going to start taking away from...
Christina, thong?
Yeah.
Thought about it?
Oh, winner.
It's either thong or boy panties because they sell boy panties a lot more than thongs these days. When I say boy panties, I don't mean boxers or real boy panties.
Yeah, I know, boy shorts.
Boy panties.
Boy shorts. I like
boy shorts.
Boy shorts. I don't even like that at all either.
Just give me a good old-fashioned thong, you know, with just enough fabric to floss your teeth with. That makes me happy.
That's G-string, then. You want to get technical? That's G-string.
No, 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 because I like having a little more material. Well, not me personally, but I like it when there's a little more material on the hips.
What difference does it make when it's on the floor?
Some have both. Some have a little thong.
Now that is the winning
point.
There you go. Thank you,
what
Joey.
What does it matter when it's
the
on the floor?
The absolute winning point.
The voice of reason speaks, as usual.
Holy crap. Okay, so let's talk about some news. First off, Blockbuster wants you to abandon all your friends for a free Whopper.
Blockbuster.
Or, excuse me, Burger King. Burger King. Wow, as I just...
Because Blockbuster's late to the party, but I don't know what party they're even going to then.
No, I think they're... No, don't use Netflix. Use us.
Yeah.
We don't have half as many movies, and it takes us 4 days longer to get them to you, but use us! Yeah, whatever.
How about Redbox? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, see, Redbox is okay, but I like Netflix because you can watch movies live on the website and stream it to your Xbox.
And it's sent, they send them to you. You don't have to go out of your home to get them.
You know, this year at CES, a lot of the technology they've been actually showcasing is stuff that's brought to you through the cloud, if you will, you know, with the Sling Player and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And now even like little projectors that are the size of your cell phone. So you can watch your iPod movies on a wall in front of you.
Which would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Very cool. So mini projectors. I mean, everything is kind of more cloud-based and more, you know, more like that.
My
like,
head feels clouded thinking of all the technology these days. I just cannot keep up.
Yep, no.
It's too much. I mean, I'm pretty happy just living a basic existence. I mean, I have a 1952 phone that just broke, and and I am feeling very disconnected from that, but it's like, I don't need every gadget that's... I know. I know. You know what?
iPhone.
You have 14 things in front of you that are electronic, and I just, I think
got my
to myself,
touch.
I don't know. What is a touch?
iPod,
or my,
touch.
My fuse. What is this? Yeah, this is my fuse. I got my fuse.
Yeah, see, you're way too connected, and I never hear from you. What's the deal? What's the problem?
Well, let me
in
tell
fact,
you why you never
even
hear
have
from
your
me.
Phone
and I've got my 1980 cell phone.
How do you not have my number?
See?
I have you in my iPhone.
I don't have you. I don't have your number.
She couldn't
I've had
tell
too
you
many
we were streaming in late. So sorry.
Well, let me tell you how why you and I don't communicate.
Why?
Burger King is giving away free Whoppers if you delete 10 of your friends from Facebook.
Really?
There's a little application.
What?
Yes. There's a little application called Whopper Sacrifice. Add it to your Facebook profile, and if you delete 10 friends, you get an online coupon that you can take into the store and get a free Whopper.
And this is... Now, that seems really... I'm surprised Facebook is actually allowing that, because they're just boasting 150 million subscribers
you
to
can
Facebook.
You can only do it one shot. And then you can add your friends back, you know, no problem.
What are they giving away?
No,
free?
Because once you undo them, you can't redo it.
It's a free Whopper. If you delete 10 friends, you get a free Whopper. And when you delete a friend, the sacrifices, they're called, show up in your activity feed. So it'll say, Caroline sacrificed Josh for a free Whopper.
Hey, does it have to be a certain time frame? Because I'm sure over the course of time, I'll unfriend 10 people. But it may take a while.
I think it's let's see here. It doesn't say, but it
How
does
you're
list.
You're not on my Facebook friend list.
I don't use Facebook.
Well, can you just start and then I can just delete you since you don't care anyway?
Oh, sure. I'll get to it someday.
All right.
There's no, it doesn't say how long this is going to run for. It doesn't say anything like that. But you know, as far as Burger King and their crazy ass, marketing things, like that whole Whopper Virgins thing.
No. Whopper Virgins. My favorite though, if anybody can really remember, 5 years ago, they had
subservient chicken. Oh, yeah.
No, they did not.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And what it was some person dressed in this heinous chicken suit, and you would type it in on the website, like, you know, spank yourself. And sure enough, the chicken would kind of walk in this frame, spank itself, and then walk out of frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a sandwich.
No,
it was a guy in a chicken costume.
It was
maybe it was a new like spicy chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
Online only.
This
online.
Sandwich is your bitch.
Yeah, it was online only. Yeah, it was all online. So now if you delete 10 friends, you can get yourself a free Whopper. So which of your
That's
friends
gay.
Are worthy of deletion for
yeah,
a free
right
Whopper?
Right now.
I'm going to delete Burger King from my list. That is
how
gay.
Bad do
I don't
you
like
want
how
that?
They
I think
want
that's
to
gay too.
I don't think there's anything
that's
positive
so
about
gay.
That. I don't think Burger King's all that. Anyway.
Actually.
I love it. She comes on our show and starts shouting, that's gay!
That is
that's
gay.
That's gay! She can't do it on her show, but she'll do it on ours.
How about this? That's fucking gay.
There you go. That's cock knockery if I've ever heard of it.
Don't be all lippy now. I don't even know what that means. Cock knockery?
Wow. That's right, cock knockery. No, you know.
Random vocabulary.
You know.
Make it up as you go along.
Yes. I've heard of cock blockery.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
That too. That happens to be everybody else in the studio right now, because you and I could do that whole gang rape thing and it'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Wait, don't you need more than just one?
I got two fists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and a foot.
And your foot.
And a foot. And big red back in the corner.
Yes.
And several electronic devices in your bag.
Oh, and the mic.
Just call me! Keep calling!
Redial, redial!
Bring it! Bring it!
So, what do you think? Would you delete 10 friends for a Whopper, Trench?
I don't have 10 friends.
Okay, if you had 10 friends.
I don't eat Whoppers!
Well, that's a no then.
Okay, that's a no.
How about a fish fillet? If they offered a fish fillet or...
How
whatever.
About some sort of salad? With the dressing on the side and no croutons.
For 17 Whoppers and special sauce, I wouldn't delete 10 friends because that's retarded. I just think it's retarded.
You know what?
I'm
going to do it.
I'm going to do
it. I'm going to do it now, and I'm going to delete Jody just to do it.
That's good, and you'll never be on my friends list again.
Oh, you're a liar. I'll post two things, and you're going to say, oh, wait, I'm sure you're saying something interesting.
I'll go, okay, if you're deleting me for the Whopper, I better get a bite, or you're never getting back on my
friends list. A bite? Don't you want, like, half? At least make it worth your time?
Drive through with them? Go there with them or something? He'll take you to dinner there.
No, because I'm going to boycott the Whopper.
Let her order by any number you want, baby. It's all you.
There you go.
You know, I want the subservient chicken.
Number four special.
Bow down. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was watching CNN this morning, and it's kind of interesting how social.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how social networking has kind of adjusted things. And one of the things they were talking about is if you provide a service, you should go on a social networking site and pound the shit out of it and just get your name out there to people.
No, that's annoying. Yeah. I don't like that.
It's very annoying. And you know what?
These marketing geeks, they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's like Twitter. Everybody loves using Twitter.
I do love Twitter.
You know, and what happens? What happens that one dude, the CNN, Hernandez, Rodriguez, Chipotle, whatever.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. His fucking Twitter gets hacked.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's just someone just figures out his password because
you're
not
Britney
clever
Spears
enough.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not clever enough to think of something with a capital and a number. I
someone
don't know.
Someone puts on there like Wolf Blitzer is gay and
you
a bunch
tweeted.
Of other shit.
Yeah. Just goes completely. Actually,
tweeted.
I'm happy because we found a plugin for the site. So anytime I post anything on Spankwagon, I don't even have to touch my Twitter anymore.
It just goes.
It just
right
automatically posts to Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's the same with Twitter. I post everything to my Twitter page, and then it posts directly to Facebook.
Oh, there you go.
So it's the same thing.
It's a very thread. Cool. Or
you kill two Twitters with one twone, something like that.
With one thumb,
right? With one thumb.
You know, I
one
have
click.
Twitter, and I don't follow
You're
very many
Twitter
people.
Challenged.
I am. I just I have you and like three other people. I sit there, and it's just. There's not enough characters in it. The microblogging thing,
okay.
It's just not.
No,
enough.
You know what, Mike?
I don't follow it. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, because you have an alter ego on your Twitter page. That's why. That's why you act like you don't. Because
they
everything
don't want
the
my
true
alter
you,
ego to really come out on there.
The
well,
true you is
wait,
on your Twitter page.
Who's your alter ego?
What's her name?
Latrina. Yes. She's the drunk one. When
she's the shit.
Yes.
I've seen Latrina on several occasions. And it can be pretty or not so pretty. It just depends. Depends on Latrina's mood.
Yeah, she's funny, though. At that,
Latrina,
at best,
there's
she's funny.
Nothing. There's nothing that Latrina won't do. I mean, crazy. It gets crazy. We've had some moments.
I'm lost.
I'm just kind of...
All right, I'm sure everybody
I'm trying to process this in 140 Twitter. Characters or less. The thing with Twitter, though, is microblogging is a great idea, but I could give a fuck less. I'm sitting in a drive-thru. I'm pooping. No, I don't care,
right.
You know? Well, give me a little substance, a little content. You can't do that in 130 characters.
Well, the thing is, some people use Twitter and they do that. They have a very regimented schedule. I'm brushing my teeth now. The toothpaste is very minty. Great. Perfect. But tomorrow I don't want to hear about it again. I already know you do that every day. And the next day I'm having coffee. Great. I don't want to hear about it. You know, so I understand what you're saying.
Now,
but that's not what everybody does.
You Twitter though. While you drive.
I Twitter all the time.
Because I noticed
driving.
One of your posts, I'm like, wait a minute. She's driving.
Yeah, I Twittered
she's
about
she's typing and driving. Oh, no, I'm texting while driving. Ooh,
it's
tree.
It's not currently illegal.
That's not a pretty
sight
either.
Well, no, it's not that it's illegal. It's stupid. All the same, in my opinion, my unhumble opinion, but it's, you know, damn.
It is kind of stupid, but it's my choice to be stupid or not.
Fair
because
enough.
It's not illegal. And I had this guy that was a Mexican guy driving this tow truck on I-15 the other day that took the time to slow down to my same speed just so he could go tisk, tisk, tisk because I was texting. I'm like, look, you
okay,
don't even
that's
have your
just
green
as
card.
He's writing down your license plate number. Going,
you don't even
I'm
have a green card
in.
And you're working in my United States of America and you're going to tisk me on the freeway for something that's legal. Don't even go there.
You know why I love Jody.
You know, though,
how many reasons are there?
Actually, what he was doing is he was hoping to cause a wreck so he could drum up some business.
You know, that's probably true. I hope that's the case. I hope he wasn't just trying to tisk me for doing something illegal. That would be really bad.
Because slowing down traffic is actually more illegal than texting while driving.
Right. And it's more dangerous
yep.
as well. So
yep.
in the meantime, while you're telling me not to do something dangerous, you're endangering everybody on I-15.
However,
you're
I'm sitting here in at a desk, so I'm telling you that shit's dangerous.
And, you know, I understand that, but it's my choice. If I want to kill myself, that's nobody's business. That's my business.
Fair enough.
Well, how about your next Twitter will be, oops, I'm getting a ticket. Sorry.
I've had many Twitters like that. Actually, I'm no stranger to
yeah,
tickets.
I think I've
no,
seen
from
them.
You.
Oops,
from you.
I just sped out of a parking lot in front of a cop.
Oops, and I just said, ran over a black cat. Is that bad?
That wasn't me.
I guess I a black cat's know. Better than a black guy.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to waste
Where
one.
Where the fuck
right.
is
decal? Oh! Ouch! Ouch!
Anyway.
Speaking
you
of decal.
Take advantage of that right away, wouldn't you?
The Negro should be
he's
calling still, it eventually,
he's
I hope.
Still warm.
Yeah, I haven't seen the phones light up yet.
He's still warm.
Oh, you nasty.
Oh. Now I feel like I should be playing
well,
the
at least
shackle.
It ain't talking back.
Oh, I'll tweet this up for you real good.
And I would tweet about that, too, after I was done. So just to let you know. So it wouldn't be just the standard. See, I like Twitter because it keeps me on my toes. Twitter is like a crossword puzzle to avoid Alzheimer's for the standard day and age. Because it really is. I there's all kinds of stuff, and I have no idea what anybody's talking about. Everybody's talking all this technical jargon. And G1543 upgrade QL4. I'm like, what?
That's what happens when you're following like 1,000 people, and daily you got to check up on them and see what up with them.
I don't follow 1,000.
You know,
I only follow 80, and I'm followed by 110.
You know what my problem
is? It's
taken
me so long to get to that point, and then other people come along and they just get followed by thousands.
I just don't care about other people. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you have to say. I don't care what cute little bumper sticker you saw
That's
on the freeway.
That's mighty narcissistic of you.
Isn't it, though? I have the best shirt ever. It says, "You're all whores." I should have wore it.
You should have.
And what's wrong with that?
Absolutely
that like
nothing.
It's a bad thing.
It was a Christmas present.
How about the one back in the day? Remember this bumper? Good girls go to heaven. Bad girls go everywhere.
Yes. Yep. I love bumper stickers.
That's you.
Oh,
that's
I don't
me.
Suffer from insanity. I relish every minute of it. Die in a fire.
Bumper stickers are great. What's my favorite one?
My child's an honor student. No.
My child beat up your honor student.
I'm not as think as you drunk I am.
Well, I have
really?
I have the bumper sticker function thing on my MySpace, which I never log into anymore. But speaking of social websites, MySpace is lame. After the 27th 20-year-old tried to like pick up on me, that I was done. I'm done with it.
And I was number 28. Can you believe that?
You're only 20?
Son of a bitch.
And
I thought you were 19.
And I love you bumper sticker.
No, he only acts like a juvenile.
Hey-o.
Oh, okay. Hey-o. I like that. I haven't heard that in so long.
I know.
I need to use that more. Can I steal your hey-o?
You sure can.
All right.
But then,
excellent.
But you have to tell me who Hank Kingsley is. Can't do the hey-o if you don't know who Hank Kingsley
is. Somebody that's associated with royalty.
Kingsley. Somebody that says hey-o a lot?
Isn't he the guy that says, I sell propane and propane accessories? Oh, that's
no,
Hank Hill.
That's
Never
Hank
mind.
Hill. All right, so moving right along.
All right.
Since we're talking about
Burger King
cars and people and things that people do in their cars, everybody heard about Charles Barkley, right?
I've heard of him.
Charles Barkley was recently arrested for a DUI. Now, Mr. Barkley wouldn't have got arrested if it wasn't for the fact that he blew through a stop sign, turning right.
Was that he blew somebody while they were going through a stop
sign? Well,
you're
not close. Too far.
He blew through a stop sign, turning right, because he wanted to go and pick up a hooker that he'd picked up the other night who sucked his dick like nobody had ever sucked his dick before.
That's hot.
Notice he says nobody. Not no woman. No,
and
nobody.
And I really wanted him to pick me up, too. Just kidding.
Hey, I got a call.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hi.
Fuck me.
It's Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Hey, Charles Barkley.
You have a small cock.
What about that?
Folks, on the phone, live with us is Decaf.
Decaf.
Hey, you know what I'm sick of, man? I'm not at the show. I really want to be at the show. I'm up with this bitch working my ass off. And the worst part is, man, I'm not even, like, I could be fucking looking at a beautiful woman and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fucking here. It sucks, dude.
We have a webcam.
We do miss you, though. Does that count?
No.
But wait, aren't you looking at porn women?
Porn women?
Because we're fully dressed, so.
I know. I'm like, I don't even know you, but I miss you because I like your name, Decaf.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, my talk, man, that's some fucked up shit.
Decaf in studio this week. Jody is with us, and she brought her friend Christina with her, dude.
What's up?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. Long time no talk.
Yeah, no.
Long time no hear from.
You forgot about me.
You don't write. You don't call. You don't bring me flowers.
He doesn't know how to. He's illiterate.
Because you're a whore. I mean.
Oh, you know, I
am.
Decaf, I like you more by the minute. Never coming on my show again.
No. She's going to come so drunk next time. You better
watch out. I could marry you now, I think. Give me compliments like that. Boy, look out. You might be mine all mine.
At least you didn't say your voice was husky enough to pull a sled.
Right, that's true. That's my favorite compliment I've ever, or comment I've ever gotten from anybody, ever.
Are you serious? You got that?
Somebody said my voice was husky enough to pull a sled. I laughed till I almost peed my pants.
Oh, my Lord. That's
hard.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't, what can you do about it when your voice is
exactly
the way it is? I mean, it is the way it is. And I like it.
Hawk up whatever's chilling. Hey,
so Decaf, tell everyone why you're not here.
So you replace the big black man with two hot chicks. God damn, you guys are smart. That's fake wagon. You get my seal of approval.
Hey, there's still an hour and 12 minutes in the show. Drag your black ass down here.
That's right. Call it down.
And bring your cock with you.
What's that?
Jody asked for your cock to make an appearance in the studio.
No. I can't even say I'm working for the man today because my supervisor is black. So.
Did he walk in and say, I need you to do some overtime, my nig?
Anyway.
My dig.
Did he say, see?
We want you to be up here all night, my nig.
So,
make a white man happy for it. Open up his breasts tomorrow.
So you're working?
I'm opening the new library, the Centennial Hills.
Uh-huh.
That's very nice.
Centennial. It's a nice branch, but I guess it's supposed to be all these big wigs coming tomorrow. So they want to make sure everything is right for the opening. I guess the mayor's coming down, some of the government officials.
The mayor of North Las Vegas or the mayor of Las Vegas?
Centennial Hills is that way. Centennial Hills is
North
south.
Las Vegas.
No.
Centennial Hills is
It's in Las Vegas.
It's in Las Vegas?
I think it'll be Gunman. I think Gunman's coming down tomorrow.
When he comes down, are they going to, make you stand in the back of the room?
Well, I know I want his bitches.
Does he have bitches?
He has bitches.
Like mad bitches?
Not mad bitches, but he's got bitches.
Like two or three, four normal ones that's always with him or whatever.
His personal assistant is fucking hot.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. She's this, 19-year-old blonde stick thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, with D-cup tits.
A 19-year-old blonde stick thing. That doesn't scream hot to me.
With D-cup tits, I'm telling you.
D-cup tits, okay.
The fact of the matter is the fact that our mayor has to have a personal assistant.
Right.
That's awesome!
As Reverend Hammer says, he's got a grip of bitches.
Because we have a lot of money. We're not in an economic crunch. That's cool. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter about that or anything.
Well, I was mayor. I have
I'd
40
like to be that, though.
Shit.
If you were mayor, you'd have 40 bitches?
Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah. So, Decaf, we were talking earlier about the Gotti party for Sunday. Are you ready for this?
I guess so, man. I got a... when I tell you my brother's leaving to Cleveland, he got like a $200,000 paying job and shit.
Yeah.
Director in Cleveland Libraries. And he's having like a big party to do whatever tomorrow night. So then I got to turn around and do Gotti Sunday. But I have energy. I promise you I have energy. And I'm ready. I'm ready to interview these chicks. You know me. Once I put on my own tie, I'm going to wear a tie, right?
Yeah.
You're putting on a tie?
Once I put on my...
Oh, yeah. He shows up to Gotti, and he shows up all dressed up and ready to go and makes out with old girls.
I can't listen to Gotti without thinking mob. It's hard for me. I'm trying to get past that, and I can't do it.
Well, I got to tell you, buddy, we went through the other night. We did the technical walkthrough bit, so to speak.
Oh.
I'm such a rookie.
It's okay.
Sorry for the rookie.
It looks like the video is going to work. The audio is going to be good. It should be interesting.
Nobody cares about this crap.
Oh, my gosh. The fuck we do.
Okay, what do you really want to talk to about Big Daddy?
I don't know. We want to hear something juicy. I mean, tell us something that you're going to do. Tell us some questions you're going to ask. We don't care about all the technical stuff.
Tell us about a pair of old lesbians you're going to make out with.
Yeah. What are your plans? Like, what's the hottest thing you think you're going to see?
I don't know. It depends if I get the Snaggletooth like last year.
Oh, Snaggletooth. Wow. Snaggletooth.
Well, you got to understand, there's a reason they're not pro and that they're amateur on webcam.
Is that what this is?
You got to love a chick who's got a $4,500 boob job and like a grill that looks like...
A Chevy.
Yeah.
A broken Chevy grill.
I guarantee you more dudes will jack off to that girl than a hot girl.
Yeah. That's like, if you've ever lied through your tooth, you know you're on Gotti.
No. Actually, this year, the registrants that are already there on the site, oh my God.
There are some hot chicks on there.
There are some hot fucking chicks.
I look really hot on my profile pictures too, though. You know, so go figure.
There are.
All she needs is a webcam. Why'd you look at me? Decaf,
I got to tell you, buddy. There are girls this year. I'd say about 50% of the chicks this year that registered are hardcore.
So pretty much they're desperate, so they're going to do whatever they got to do this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to make
and
a buck.
Their parents don't even know it. They're doing it from their parents' bedroom.
Even a sell a pussy is down this year. Goddamn, you know it's an economic crisis.
No. You know what? You mentioned that the parents don't even know it. I was talking to one last year. We were just chatting before we got them on the air, and she was talking about how her kids don't know that she's on the internet doing camp porn.
Thinks.
And they're going, what if they find you? What if they're clicking and they're like, oh, this is hot. Oh, fuck, mom! You know.
They jack off to it then, mom.
And then guess what? The daughter's in the other room doing the same thing and they don't even know.
Exactly.
There you go.
They're both making loot, paying their bills, and they don't know how.
They don't know how.
Oh, jeez.
Do they make money?
You got a job? Yeah, McDonald's? Yeah, what's it pay? Mm-hmm. $400 an hour.
I didn't see you leave your room all day, honey. What happened? Oh, I went out the window.
That is true.
I'm going out the window.
But why can't they buy teeth? I'm sorry.
They just gonna have the webcam in the fucking room and shit. Daddy knocks on the door. Oh, shit, daddy. The guys get all hot. Oh, my gosh. She's fucking checking off her daddy's room. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
And then they get the dad involved, but that's the next level.
Yeah.
You can only get that video in Alabama, though. So,
yeah, and I'm not. I will never go to that. I think that's disgusting.
Maybe Utah.
I do have limits. Wow, look. We found a limit. Woo.
Congratulations.
Been looking for a long time.
I always like the videos of the girls who are, you know, putting on cam shows or something for a boyfriend, and then the girl's dad walks in, and there's this big freak out. I've seen a couple of those. It's hilarious. One girl's got, like, it looks like it's a jackhammer she's masturbating with. The thing is, like, 6.5 feet long, and she screams at her dad and throws it at him. Get out of my room! Boom.
Knocks him out.
Subject from pussy, but this is funny though. One of the new guy we hired, I think I may have missed him. Like, he's been 6 months, his probation's almost up, and we all want him to get fired, right? This dude fucking sleeps. I mean, if you sit at this cube for like 10 minutes, he'll fucking fall asleep. In all the meetings we had,
I'm lost.
I'm sorry. I changed the subject.
That's one of the guys he works with. The guy's just a fucktard.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the guys we hired who's a jackass. He thinks he's better, and, you know, he thinks he's too good for the job and all this other shit, right?
Right.
But this dude's 25, like 24, 25. This motherfucker falls asleep all the time. I mean, he'll be in his cube. You'll go by it, right? It's like 8 o'clock. You go by 8, 10, you know, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock then, he's a fucking sleep in his cube.
And he still has a job? How does he still have a job?
And what does he do?
And it's pissing me off because this motherfucker's not even here working. He is so terrible that we forced him to stay in so we could come out and do the shit right.
You know what?
Right.
Does he have a Facebook? Because I want to add him so I can unfriend him and get my Whopper.
Yeah. Add him 10 times and get rid of him 10 times.
And he falls asleep through every meeting. This motherfucker, we had a 20-minute meeting this morning. He sat down in a chair, fell asleep in a 20-minute meeting.
Yeah, loser. Oh my God. He doesn't deserve the job.
He shouldn't get paid.
Fire him and get me hired. Hey, decaf.
I had to get bored.
Decaf.
Yes.
Hey, I have a question for you. How can I find your book?
How can you find my book? Well, you can go sign up to SpankWagon.net, and you can look under Big Daddy Decaf, the promos on the right side of the website.
Okay.
Or I can come and dressed up in some boxers and nothing else, and then come and deliver it personally with some flowers.
Tidy whiteys. Where are your tidy whiteys?
I'm shaking. Hold on.
Decaf, I forget. What was the name of your book again?
It's called August of 77.
August of 77. It was a fine year.
Yes, it was.
Wait, what happened in August? Is that when you were born?
Uh-huh.
Because I was born in August. What's your birthday?
August 5th.
My birthday's August 2nd. I'm just a little bit older than you. Wow. Just a little.
All right, Decaf. Hey, buddy, we're going to let you go. We got to take care of some business here tonight.
We're going to take a nap.
You can cut me off like the rest of the people call the show. So fuck that shit.
Decaf, they're telling us we've got to let you go.
They're telling us. The infamous they. You know, them. They.
They.
Well,
fuck them. Nah, we got to take care of some stuff, buddy. I'll call you later, all right, bro?
You got to be pissed if I don't come to the show next week either.
If you don't come to the show next week, we're officially replacing you.
Ooh.
Well, we have to talk about
what's
that.
Your
hey, I'm the EP of this show still, and I'm making a command decision.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
That's why I said, where that lazy nigga at?
Exactly. All right, Decaf, we're going to let you roll, buddy.
Bye, Decaf.
Bye, nice meeting you.
Nice talking to you.
Damn it. When y'all coming back? Hello?
We'll be
They'll
back.
They'll come back soon. Don't
we'll
worry.
We'll be back.
When you have alcohol. Bye-bye.
1-866-LB-ROCKS. Gotta love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Thanks for the call, Decaf. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Woo-hoo.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Educated, I'm smarter than Spock. Spock, you ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
Of plutonium made the nuclear bomb. fear to do. Whatever it is, the same amount of radioactivity into the environment. As Chernobyl every 4.5 years. One of these radioactive substances, krypton 85, will cause death and skin cancer.
Contaminate.
righty, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. What's going on there, Murph?
What's going on? As I have a special surprise for you, Trench.
Oh, dear.
Close your eyes, buddy.
I'm not closing my eyes, because if a tranny walks in here...
There is no tranny, I promise. Close your eyes.
All right.
No tranny. Maybe just a train, but no tranny.
Well, you know, with Murph, you never know, because Murph is all about the tranny porn. Murph is all about, like, that kind of a freak out.
There you go, Mark. Go ahead and open your eyes, buddy.
The fuck?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, shit. That's hilariously wrong. That is hilariously wrong. Okay. I like that. That's funny.
Folks, Jody.
I thought that got tossed out.
Oh, no. Folks, Jody is wearing Trencher's ex-wife's wedding dress.
She made a big bride-to-be.
I'm gonna have a, you know, I'm gonna freak out here. My mind can't handle this. My mind is not processing this well.
She made a big point when she moved out to make sure that everybody knew she was throwing the dress away.
Yes.
She chucked it and was just, and sure enough, I rescued it.
You're rescuing a thrown out wedding dress for a gag bit. That's
best. It was preserved though. Ugh. It was boxed up tight and preserved like you wouldn't believe.
It was, oh shit. Okay.
She threw it out. So, you know, she wanted to be done with that and that's fine by me. I didn't want it. Didn't have the space for it. Look at that.
It was either Jody wear it or I wear it and my ass was too big. So
that's funny. That is, yeah, that's kind of funny and that's completely fucked. That's hilarious.
So, what do you think, Trench? Do you think it's a good looking dress there?
It's only second time I've ever seen it, so sure.
The first time you were so hammered.
No, the first time I was just stressed. That's funny. The fact that you
so
kept
wrong.
It,
wrong.
Yeah, it's so wrong.
Wrong.
It's so, what do you think? What do you think of the dress, Jody?
I never thought I would put on another wedding dress, so I'm shocked at myself.
I could try to zip it up again.
No.
You might get a rash.
I have all my clothes on. Or... I know. Yeah. I don't want to get too close. Yeah, let me tell you, it was preserved like a motherfucker, though.
Well, I've never even seen inside the box, so.
Well, because you could never get in it.
No, I mean, that thing had like string, and I mean, it was locked in there tight, you know.
No, we shredded
You're
that box.
Us.
Oh, yeah. We kept busted out.
Why the fuck did you have it in the truck?
Dude, I've had it in my truck for 2 weeks now because I've been waiting for the best time to break it out. That's Remember when I came to you last week and I said that I was going to do something to you that was brutal and just unforgivable?
Yes.
I was going to come in wearing that.
That's How much did this thing cost you?
In the long run.
In the long run, his soul.
Yeah, let's just
say. I bet you hate me right now, don't you?
Not at all. Not at all. We've talked about it.
He wants to spank you right now.
He wants to knock me out right now.
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Not at all. No, how do
really hot in this dress.
Well, what you're also wearing it on top of layers of clothes.
It's a big ass thick dress.
I mean, you were just dancing on the table over
That's
here.
That's true. Yeah, that might have been it.
May have been.
Oh.
Got to get it up there, girl. Oh, heyo.
There you go. Oh.
Showing a little sweater.
Oh, this is funny. I love it. I know like that you have a good sense of humor.
Are you
going to
cry?
No, I just my mental faculties just aren't, I mean, I've already been, like, see, I can't talk.
The embodiment and the personification of the day that you got married has been turned into a gag.
That's so
wrong. Oh, shit, it was years ago.
Do you want to know what I thought it was going to be when you were getting the box out?
Big-ass dildo?
No, like a blow-up doll of some sort.
Got to get right on the mic there, sweetie.
Blow-up doll.
A blow-up doll? Yeah, no, that's cheap. You know. I can get him the real thing.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like a big blow-up doll in a way, but with, you know, but I'm alive.
That means the tits jiggle. Outstanding.
That's like a real doll then. Just kind of pose it and go for it.
She's a real Jody.
Just a real Jody.
I really can't think of anything that, like you said, that embodies something that's more wrong than making a gag out of a wedding dress that was once worn to solemnly swear that you would love this person forever.
Yeah. Say
However,
that's why. Say all those vows and look at you're in the vow.
Till death do us part
and
or
right
a
now,
lawyer intervenes.
Right
lawyer,
now.
Fuck that. We both were carpooling, laughing our asses off, filling it out at We the People because we're both too so cheap and we're like, yeah, this is over. Okay. Let's go sign the papers.
You know what we should do? We should hang this in the studio. Actually,
yes.
The gag bit should be, do you either want to A, fuck Big Red or B, put on the wedding dress and sit uncomfortably.
It is not comfortable.
No, of course not. And we don't even have it zipped up all the way.
Although mine was a lot more uncomfortable.
Really? Why?
Yes. Just because it was bigger.
It's floofy?
It was poofier. No, yeah. It wasn't floofy. It was very simple and pretty, but it was bigger. I don't know how to explain it. I had a bigger petticoat.
That's the petticoat thing that's uncomfortable underneath there. It's like big, stiff, starchy.
See, I don't remember what was under there.
We're getting
yeah, it's like a can again. So, Reverend Hammer in the chat room says he wouldn't mind spanking you.
Woohoo!
So, thank you, Rev.
You know, we do have a little bit of a tradition here on the show.
We do?
Oh, we do.
A wedding dress tradition?
No, not a wedding dress
tradition. This is suddenly a new tradition that
generally, whenever we
my
get,
mind can't wrap around yet.
Whenever we get hot chicks in the studio, we ask them if they'd like to spank Trencher. Ladies, right. would you like to take a couple of thwacks at Mr. Trench's butt cheeks here?
Of course.
Do you have a paddle?
No,
something?
It's got to be
barehanded.
Well, don't you think the one wearing his ex-wedding dress should?
Absolutely.
Be the first
yeah.
Now that might shut my brain down entirely.
Outstanding.
Do it.
Let's get the camera together.
Why? I hate you.
Don't forget.
As the studio gets ripped apart by overhyper Jody.
Oh boy!
How,
all right,
how
Trencher.
Overpackaged was that thing in the box?
Oh, dude, unbelievably. It was sealed inside of a box inside of another box.
10 keys and like a,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was like the
nail
football.
File to get up in there.
Now, Trencher, you said we couldn't do it when you were married. You're not married anymore.
Do what?
I think it's time for bear ass.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah. Bear, it doesn't have to be your birthday. Just bear it.
You turn your ass away from the camera. That's fine. No one wants to see
I
you.
I really do not like you at this moment.
I think, I think. Trencher, I think, let's just say this here. I think having two hot girls in studio spank your bare bottom would be a great way to start off the new year. And the new show.
And bring good luck.
Not having a complete mental fuck would be a great way to start off my new year. However, that has been.
Nice ass, by the way. Thank
you.
So. Well, I think we need to, he has to assume the position.
Hold on.
Assume the position. I say.
You know what though? You know, it's kind of nice. It's just kind of random and out of nowhere. It's
just ass max. Let me get the camera on it here. Now, I say we go bare ass. Drop trowel.
No. I don't even turn the lights on when I shower.
Well, hold on. Let's bargain. Let's negotiate here. Ladies. No.
Would one of you
be willing to go bare ass and have the other one spank if we can get Trench to drop his pants and go for a bare ass spank?
My answer's gonna be no regardless.
Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, this is for you. Sorry.
Spank my thong.
Yeah, I wouldn't go bare at this point.
But the thong is good. See, we can get them to spank each other onto the thongs if you just drop your pants.
They gotta go first.
What are you, Scrappy?
I'll play the bit kill music.
Oh, Jesus. Bend over. All right. Hold on. Let me get the camera on it here. Trencher, move your chair out of the way. Let's get the chair out of the way here. All right, here we go. And Jody's up first in the wedding dress. And she's definitely having fun with it. Oh, Jody's winding up for it. Oh, that's all you got, Jody? Really? She's too nice. She's absolutely too nice.
Okay, so wait. Now it's going to be nice. Now I'm going to get brutalized.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have that much anger, but she's a spanker. I'm not an angry one.
Because hopefully you lay one on him that makes it so he can't sit down for the rest of the show.
All right. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ready? That was it?
Oh, no. He's talking shit now. Oh, he's getting both cheeks. Oh, my goodness. See?
The small, the back.
Ah, that's why I love Spank Wagon Radio.
Literally.
Literally, Spank Wagon Radio. Oh, my goodness. Woo, yeah, warm up the pimp hands, lady. Gonna
that's
slide out
funny.
Of that thing, Jody?
I'm good.
There we go. She's ooh.
Well,
woo-hoo.
you just introduced a new bit, and I think it, yeah.
Wedding dresses or big red dildos. I think that's the new bit. Woo! All right, so let's talk about some more actual news here. We started to talk about Charles Barkley. So Chuck was arrested, DUI. He blew a .149. So that guy was ripped.
Wait, I thought you were going to say he blew something.
No, unfortunately, he was trying to get blown.
He was trying to get blown. He ran through a stop sign to grab a hooker who sucked his dick like no one had ever sucked his dick before.
Well, nobody accused NBA players of being smart.
Exactly.
No, you know what, though? Charles Barkley... He said a long time ago, I am not a role model. Do not look at me as a role model.
Right.
He's a knucklehead.
Athletes aren't role models. So, you know what?
I'm a pimp buying lucky mofo is what I am. So, don't expect much more out of me.
Yeah. Man, I'm not a role model. I'm just trying to get my dick sucked, knucklehead.
And what's wrong with that? I mean, people criticize it, but people are always trying to do that. They're just on the down low.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked right now. I ain't going to lie about it.
but you're a role model, so you need to be careful.
Well, I am a role model. That's it.
That's how you roll.
And you're in the spotlight. So
yeah. That's how you roll with your model.
So all of that going on, in a shocking, shocking turn of events, TNT has said that Mr. Barkley will not be back on the air anytime soon. He is taking an undisclosed length of time absence.
Oh, they're just jealous because their cocks didn't get sucked.
Especially by apparently a stripper who's worth going to jail for, which is really kind of the amazing part there.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
A stripper or a prostitute worth going to jail for?
It was a prostitute. It was a prostitute. Okay. Flat out, it was a whore.
Well, I hope she was worth it. I really hope she was worth it. Hmm. But he's not playing anymore, right?
What's he's a commentator for,
was.
He's still,
well, was.
He's still technically a public figure, and that's why everybody's like, oh, you're a public figure, you know, whether he wants to be a role model or not, he does need to be a little bit careful about that. Plus, if, you know, he is a commentator, he was on TV, that was his role. Getting arrested for a DUI is gonna be over publicized. And,
well, he's got a choice. If he wants to stay on TV and be a public figure and make money doing that, then he shouldn't be chasing after prostitutes, cheap prostitutes on the corner.
He should be going to Craigslist like everybody else.
Right, exactly. He should do more something that's less in the public eye, if you ask me. You know, I mean, it's a choice that you have. We all have that choice. We have a choice whether I can go and rob a bank, but then again, I'll end up in jail. If I don't want to end up in jail, I don't rob a bank. It's simple.
There's always that time, though, that you just think you can get away with it for that split second.
You think about your cock getting sucked and everything else goes to hell.
See, that's the problem. You start thinking about getting your dick sucked and you can rationalize and justify anything. You know, I could get my dick sucked.
I'm not that much in the public eye.
I can't get it sucked anywhere else. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I could,
can't spank it myself.
But this is the best I've ever had. Yeah, for the best blowjob of my life, I'd probably run a stop sign drunk as well. I can't lie.
You might do that anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
And how do you determine if something's the best blowjob of your life? There's a lot of blowjobs you haven't gotten yet.
Well, yeah, but the thing with blowjobs is,
but there's up to that point. I mean, it's the best up to that point.
I can't imagine anything that you have to pay for being the best up to that point. Well, I mean, there's got to be a free one that's pretty good.
But if you're good at it, get paid to do it. So, I mean, obviously,
by that rationale, you know, their restaurants should start giving you at least one meal free because that may be the best meal you ever had, and it'll just happen to be free.
Plus, do you know how hard it is?
There's a standard for giving away the best meal free, but there's not.
Do you know how hard it is, though?
She's going to be like...
Exactly. He's going to tell all of his buddies.
There you go.
It's hard to find a girl that can not only suck dick, work the balls, and every once in a while put a pinky into the asshole. It's difficult to find a girl that'll do all at the same time.
Some guys don't like that.
Well, they're gay.
The ones that don't want anything in their asshole are gay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only gay if you go past the first knuckle.
Got it.
So, I didn't know the rule.
Oh,
now
thanks
I do.
Thanks for educating us on that.
Anything past here, gay.
Okay. Yeah, but my nail or no shorter. Nail? Just curious.
Ooh, nail's never a good idea.
Ow.
Yeah, ow, ow. So
I
just
like nails.
Clip that. Hey-o.
I'm just saying.
Rusty.
What are my opinions?
I was going to say, 10 penny? Oh, my goodness. So... I don't really know what to do now. I've been completely sidetracked.
Charles Barkley.
So, yeah, a famous guy gets arrested trying to get his dick sucked. In the long run, it didn't fare so bad for Hugh...
Hefner?
No.
Grant.
Hugh Grant. I mean, he got his dick sucked. And
by a boy, though. By a boy, wasn't it?
No, it was a girl. It was Michael Jackson. It was a boy.
Boy, yeah, Jesus. No, Divine Brown, actually, I think she went on to, pro wrestling or something like that.
Something like that. I'm gonna have some.
Are you having a problem with the microphone?
Yeah, it's not seeming. I just can't get it right.
It's not seeming
it's right. It's not seeming to be right for me. Wait, there. Now
she
it's right.
She's trying to reangle it.
I'm right. Yeah, because
anyone hear this? Wait.
I think she's blowing too hard into it, and it's kind of going up and down.
That's the problem. She's getting a little too excited.
Well, what else do you expect?
Keep trying to reangling it for the best part of her mouth.
Get the camera on her now.
I know. Yeah, there you go. That's a better
missed opportunity number 12 right. for tonight.
So, back to Charles Barkley, let me just say one thing, that if he got the best blowjob of his life, did he actually get the blowjob or did he get pulled over before he got the blowjob?
He actually had gotten a blowjob from this woman several nights before.
But not the second time around. When he was going back for the second round, he did not get one.
Nope, the cops picked him up and said, oh. You know what's funny though, he's not getting a prostitution charge because he never actually got the girl, he only got the DUI.
Well, that's
so he dodged that bullet.
I'm sure he's already out on OR or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's already out, he's at home and he's basically saying, oh well, you know, so.
You know, I think that Charles Barkley's a pretty good-looking black guy. I think he's a pretty good-looking dude in general.
Knucklehead.
Why why? I don't. What has she got that everybody else doesn't got? That's what I want to know. What is it that, I mean, blowjobs are pretty basic.
No, listen.
Okay, when I watch porn, I watch it for not for content. But hours I watch on it end? For technique.
Oh, okay.
Well, that too. But
for skills that she wants to use for mad skills.
Because I've always thought to myself, blowjobs are something that if you don't learn, I mean, you have to learn new tricks, and I guess there are some, but it's not just intuitive.
Like the pinky, right?
That's not a blowjob. That's an extracurricular activity.
That's like a bonus feature. Type
exactly.
Going on, okay?
That's like DVD special edition right there.
There you go. Pop feature type.
There
so,
you go.
So, I mean, I wonder what she was doing that made it. I wonder if it was worthwhile. If we could ask him, what do you think he'd say? Yes? No? Worthwhile?
I'd say he'd probably say she stuck a pinky in the asshole. That's what I'm thinking.
He'd probably go, that whore. She wasn't worth it. Why does
yeah,
it
she's
like,
probably not worth it now.
Why does it sound like the studio is going to take off? What's going
There's
on?
There's a CD in the drive.
Okay. All right.
Well, do you have? Oh, okay. It's over there. I'm like, what the hell? So
what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell, boy? All right. So I think we've exhausted this one pretty much where it's going. So yeah, he was dumb.
He was an idiot.
And that's the way it goes. Okay.
And he didn't even get his cock sucked, so he's really an idiot.
That's really when you know it's just you didn't even get the blowjob out of it.
He did afterwards. He had to go back and get it.
Well,
afterwards.
He was in jail.
Well, he got out.
So he finally got his blowjob.
There you go.
I wonder if it was the best one he's ever had in his whole life.
It's almost as if he knows exactly what I want.
That was the best blowjob he's ever had in his life while in jail.
Exactly.
Right. You keep subcategorizing it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so it's time for a little nerd news here now.
Nerd news.
Nerd news. Sam Raimi has come out.
Is that an N squared?
Yes. Sam Raimi has come out and said he wants Morbius to be the villain in Spider-Man 4.
The vampire.
Yes.
The fucking vampire.
Yes.
He ruined classic. Spider-Man fucking 3.
With the beatnik dance bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because emo means you get to dance around like a fucking retard and eat milk and cookies.
And slash your wrists.
Yeah, pretty much. I wish my lawn was emo, then it'd cut itself. So he's quoted in Empire Magazine as saying, I like it in the Marvel comics when Spider-Man fights Morbius, said Raimi. He's really cool. A vampire. I like the combination of superhero plus supernatural. Also, you got
to
remember.
She's trying to listen live on the computer here in the studio while we're talking.
I'm confused. They also want to have Morbius and the Lizard at the same time.
Why is Raimi even allowed to be around Spider-Man? I'm sorry. Raimi is not. The first one, okay, cool. The second one, it was better because Alfred Molina did a great job as Dr. Octopus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Doc Ock was phenomenal.
Topher Grace, I am sorry, is not fucking Venom.
He's not Eddie Brock.
I do not buy his scrawny ass, I'm angry. No, I don't buy it at all. No.
And look, I like Sam Raimi. I love almost everything Sam Raimi's ever done.
I wonder if Spider-Man has a big cock.
I try to look for that bulge every time. I really don't see it.
Gets
in that
a lot
outfit.
Of hot girls.
The downside on Raimi is he does kind of go a little shocky at times. And Spider-Man 3 was just horrible. It was abhorious.
Abhorious.
Okay, there's an H in there.
Good. Big word of the night goes to Murphy.
So he just kind of fucked up. And now with Morbius, I mean, there are so many other cooler villains that could be brought in, you know, Vulture, Electro. I mean, there's some really, really cool villains. As long as he stays away from Carnage, though, I'll pretty much
you know what, you know
what about Dead Alive?
I'm sorry?
What about Dead Alive? I don't know. Somebody just asked the question. You didn't think I actually came up
Zorster,
with that on my
own, I
guess, did
you? In the chat room. Oh, we got some Hesh listeners. Hi, guys.
Isn't Dead Alive, that was another movie that Raimi did. I think he was only executive producing on that. I don't think he had anything to do with the direction. But as far as like Spider-Man villains.
Wait, you know the reason they're going for the whole Morpheus thing, why they're going for the vampire in?
Why is that?
The vampire. They're like, hey, Twilight. So I've got my teen emo angst. I've got my vampires. That's what he's doing. I mean, it's probably not even Raimi. It's probably the fucking people at the head of
it's
Marvel.
It's the studio.
And,
yeah the studio. But
vampires are kind of in these days.
Yeah, and that's kind of the big problem.
That's a big problem?
Yeah, because it means that you take everything and you kind of make it fit into that. You know, a great example of zombies were in, so they kind of twisted I Am Legend to be more zombies and less vampires. You know, and
right. That
was just shitting on the source material.
Right.
And I think that's exactly
yes,
what's going to
happen. Yes, because Omega Man was so fucking faithful.
So what character would you guys like to see?
Electro, Vulture, I'd like to see them bring the Hobgoblin in.
Oh, that right Hobgoblin. There. Hobgoblin is an offshoot character of the Green Goblin in the comic series. And yeah, the Hobgoblin would be much better. Just, I don't know. Definitely not the vampire, because even those stories, I remember just reading those as a kid, were very weak stories. So not
interesting.
So you
think they're just doing it just because the hype of
vampires? Oh, absolutely. It's just the vampire hype, and that's all they're doing.
But think about it. They're making these movies just to make money. And yes. If that's what's going to make money, and that's what's going to get people that are not even Spider-Man fans.
But that's
fans
not necessarily
the
case. There are films out there that they think, oh, we'll do this, and we'll make tons of money, and no one goes to see it.
Yeah, and then there are films that they make that wind up making a shitload of money, and no one guessed that was going to happen. The Matrix is a great example of that.
Yeah.
Matrix was projected to be a flop, and that's why it had an initial release of like less than a third of the screens that a normal release has. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, it just became huge, and people jumped all over it.
Well, and that's what I think. I think Spider-Man has such a huge following anyway. Hey,
Jesus,
watch out.
Busting the table up?
With the younger generation, though, a lot younger.
Fuck the younger generation, goddammit.
But don't you think that the Spider-Man has a good following anyway? I mean, I don't think they need to bring in some kind of hype thing that...
After the third movie, I think it went down, and that's why they have to bring in the hype. Because I know Chris and I, we watched it, and
I cried.
Yeah,
I just
it was
cried.
Just miserable. It was like this no.
Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. It's like this is what you've done to my favorite villain in all of Marvel. You've made him the guy from that 70s show, really.
Well, and maybe it's just tired. Maybe it's done altogether.
No, they're
played out.
The way they wrote Venom was just completely wrong. Venom doesn't scheme with Sandman. Venom doesn't connive. Venom doesn't come up with plans. No, Venom hunts you down, kills you, kills your family, and then stands over your corpses laughing. He's a brutal psychopath that just wants to kill. There is no mental balance to it. Well, no, because that's how they played the Joker. The Joker's a complete psychopath as well. They just...
And we see how that turned out for him.
Well...
Anyway.
For Heath Ledger, not so great. For the movie viewing audience, I think it was probably one of the best movies of the year. The problem is when they stray too far from the source material in any format, or any movie, doesn't matter what it is, you really fuck it up. But when you take something as, I hate to say it, but we have no common mythology these days, so comic books are pretty much all we have. When you stray too far from that kind of source material that has the following that it has, you inevitably, you create an audience of little teeny boppers that are going to be enthralled by it, and you alienate the base. And when you alienate your base, you fuck up.
Prime example
but
of that.
What is base, though?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Prime example of that is The Spirit. The Spirit opened up Christmas and it flopped tremendously.
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. The Spirit basically is supposed to be sort of a crime noir detective story with a guy who has it basically.
He doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And the gag on it, and there is a gag to it, but in every single, because it started out as just a comic panel, not even a comic book. Mm-hmm. He gets his ass kicked and gets shot or stabbed at the end of every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
Frank Miller took it and he made it another version of Sin City. You know, using the same kind of art style, everything black with the reds being very drastic red, and then the whites just being, you know, the whites being the shadow as opposed to the dark
visually.
Being the shadow. Right.
Yeah.
And the story, they fucked
shit
the
all
story.
Over.
It just was horrible. Now there's your film that, you know, they pumped up to make a ton of money. And it totally tanks.
Yeah.
Well, how many people would you say that see these movies, the Spider-Man movies, let's just say, that are true comic book buffs? I mean, because I'm not, and I've seen Spider-Man, and I thought it was good, but I think it's good for the acting.
Well, I say Spider-Man's got about a 50-50 split. 50% hardcore comic book fans, 50%, you know, people who aren't familiar with
it. I think that's too high.
Comic books have a huge, huge following.
Still,
really?
I thought that kind of faded out.
Like, yeah,
oh, no.
Me too. I don't know that many people.
Okay, you know, comic books, right now they're on a low cycle. I mean, at the height, maybe 10 years ago, actually no, gosh, more than now, 15 years ago in that cycle, yeah, they could take one comic, make five different covers, and sell 2 million copies.
See, but I think that might be true, but I don't think people that go to see Spider-Man or any of these other superhero flicks are comic book fans.
No.
1-866 Las Vegas, LV Rocks.
LV Rocks,
LV Rocks. Call us and let us know. Are you one of these people? Do you think that comic books still are like something that people know about? Do people even know if this is a villain that was even in Spider-Man?
You know, the guys that you see camping out in front of the theater for 6 weeks before the movie opens
usually are
the hardcore fans.
Okay, of them.
Look though, Iron Man. Iron Man's a great example. Iron Man is not a conventional hero in this like Spider-Man is.
Oh no, absolutely not.
And yet that film was great. That film, you know, the acting and the direction and the art direction.
It's a great film.
It's a great film.
Right.
And I think everybody that went to go see that, in my opinion, they were the comic nerds. They were people like Murph and myself that were in the comics that bought Iron Man, you know, that know the mythology behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, no one's going to get, you know, you're not going to understand why Cody Rhodes walks up to the Mark II armor and says, I'll fly you,
next time.
But do you see the challenge for the people that are making this movie is
because
they have to please the people that know exactly what the details are.
But they have to bring people in.
But they also need to bring the people in, and that's where the money really is.
But the original story if the original story was shit, it wouldn't have the fan base that it has, you know?
Right.
One of the big problems with the Hitchhiker's Guide movie was it has a huge base, and it was done in a way to bring in new people and to get old people interested again.
Right.
But they fucked it up, and they wound up fucking the entirety of it. Spider-Man 3 was the worst of the three, and I think commercially it was probably the worst of the three as well.
Was that the one with the big octopus guy?
No, that was two. Oh,
okay.
Which was pretty good.
Because, again, it stayed close to the source material.
Mm-hmm.
When you stray too far from the source material, you're getting away from a story that obviously was good enough that someone wanted to make a movie out of it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So when you change too much, you cause problems. Granted, in some cases, changing a couple of things here and there isn't necessarily a bad thing. But when you look at some of the script treatments I've read lately, the original script treatment I read for
Script treatments
are the synopsis of what the movie will be.
Okay.
A lot of times it'll be all the original draft without the extra write-ins or the other color pages, because every time you do a rewrite, it's on a different color or a different sheet of.
Okay, paper. And these are out for the public to read?
No, they get released sometimes, but I saw the original script treatment for.
I like how you moved right past that.
Sorry. No, they're you have to find them. You have to know where to look.
The interweb has everything.
The right. Internet is for more than porn, Jody. Trust me. The original script treatment for The Dark Tower, there is no Eddie. And for anybody familiar with The Dark Tower,
which
is a Stephen King series.
Okay.
Stephen King's story, novel, book, movie, all comes back to The Dark Tower. You take an integral character.
I thought
that
was the Dragon's Eye.
You know what I think? Here's my suggestion. I think that they should have a Spider-Man 4 against the wedding dress villain. That's what I think.
That'd be
no. Fun. They already ruined that in the comics. Erased his marriage and made it as if it never happened.
Spidey getting married.
You know, no wonder he's your hero.
I'm a little nervous about Thor. Thor could very easily be fucked up.
Much like the Incredible Hulk.
Much like the Incredible Hulk.
The Hulk. The Incredible Hulk was a little bit better, in my opinion.
I preferred the Ang Lee one was just horrible, and it made me want to just cry inside. I like the new one. I really did.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But when you take a good example, this is like a, and I'm sorry, I know we're nerding out even more hardcore than you guys could have guessed. But when you take in X-Men 3 and you take Juggernaut and you make him a mutant.
Yeah.
Huh?
But because it's easier to explain him as a mutant as opposed to his
magic.
True comic. Yeah, the magic in the comic. But what I didn't like was one, Vinny Jones is cool, you know, and all, but
he's not Juggernaut.
No, he's not Juggernaut.
No.
This is where I'm going to differ, because you have to just kind of fudge it a little.
But you can't abandon a premise.
No.
But you don't get all that time to tell the real premise.
So right. Then don't bring it in.
Nope.
If you don't have time to make the character develop the way it's supposed to be developed, then don't bother to bring it in.
It's fucking funny.
Especially when Juggernaut was such an integral part of the plot.
He's never been.
Integral.
But oh,
integral.
In X-Men 3.
Integral. That's a high word.
Turn off the mics.
Fucking keeping track.
When you change, he was such a major part of X-Men 3. When you change that character entirely, there you go. You just fucked it. And that's my big fear on Wolverine, is that with Deadpool, they're going to fuck it up. And Deadpool is one of those characters that if you don't do it just right, you fucked it.
But they're going to get Ryan Reynolds in to do Deadpool, right?
Yeah, and he's going to be great, because he's going to be wisecracking, he's going to be a smartass.
Because he can deliver those lines. And you're right, a lot of it's casting. I mean,
if he's not scarred, he's not covered in, you know.
Yeah, but now we're covering, again, though, you have to be kind to, okay, the source material is the source material. Comics are written to be comics, okay? They're given years and years and years and multiple issues, 22 pages each issue, once a month, to tell a story. A movie gives you exactly what? I mean, two and a half hours,
yeah.
Okay?
But if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. And we learned that.
In grade school.
Iron Man, great concept, great story, and they did it right. And there have been a lot of movies, even...
Hey, did you guys hear about Charles Barkley?
Yeah. So, okay, I guess that's our cue to move
Jesus.
On there. We've been...
So anyways, they're going to make a special edition of the comic book series and have Obama's mug on it.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Obama will be on the cover.
But he already was. No. No.
Wait, Obama Mama? What are you talking about?
Obama. Because they found out Obama's like a fan of the Spider-Man comic series, so now they're going to put out a special one for him.
Hmm.
That's silly.
Stuff cool. Like that's been done before. I mean,
yeah.
So Julio. They've done that before.
Well, Colbert was on the cover of Spider-Man,
yeah.
A month ago, so Stephen Colbert.
Is Spider-Man still being published?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
In fact, there's three, there's Amazing, Incredible, and
Spectacular.
Yeah,
and
Spectacular. So, yeah, there's multiple.
I have a headache just thinking about it.
Yeah, when you look at a comic book these days, you don't just have the one. You actually have multiple lines going of it. You know, there's And then you've got the special edition stuff that's really cool, too. So, I mean, they really do go all out with comic books now. And I think they're at a point where people aren't necessarily going to be able to spend $25 at a shot to go to a movie. But you can spend $3 on a comic book.
Well, but printing cost, I mean, it's the cost of a comic book. I started collecting in like 91, and it was a buck when I started collecting. Now it's $3 a comic. And I'm like, can't afford this anymore. Had to take it out of my budget.
You know, some of the Marvel reprints stuff gone back down to a buck 50.
You can sell your wedding dress and probably buy a lot of comics with that.
Actually, how many do I have?
He's got a shitload of comic books. I should know. They're sitting in my house.
Shitload is an actual term.
No, shitload is an actual term because it's a wall of comics that stands about that tall.
I think it's something around
the
neighborhood of like 12 boxes.
Right. Yeah, 14 boxes. Yeah, 14 enormous. Boxes that hold 350 each.
Wow, that's too much.
Somebody's ringing. Who's ringing?
Someone's
not
ringing.
Me.
Not me.
There's another
I think there's
here?
A
tra-
Oh, that is me. I never get calls.
Oh, look who's unprofessional now.
Wow. Fucking with the mic, pulling the headphones out of the wall.
Anyway.
House just burned down.
All right.
Love
so,
you. Bye.
Mommy,
click.
So Spider-Man 4 are going to be fucked up.
Hey, what's this bottle? It says Jack on it. Can I have some?
Mommy, I found your neck massager.
Well, that's what you think, honey.
Why does it have balls hanging off of it?
Oh, restricted, huh?
Why are
what
they
does
black?
That mean? Someone's being shady.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Shady. Restricted call.
We're here to tell you about your second warranty.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck them guys.
All right, well then let's talk about something I know Jody loves. Let's talk politics.
Black cock? Oh.
Black cock.
Oh, man, I don't want to talk politics.
No. Oh, don't okay, so the House today did vote to impeach.
The Illinois
I
State
can't
House.
Pronounce his name.
Blagojevich.
Thank Blagojevich. You very much. Blagojevich, talk about your shady characters.
Oh, fuck.
This guy is unbelievable. He
douche
really is.
Bag.
But, he is.
What about the douchebag that he nominated to go to the Senate and the
that
guy
so
shows up?
Fucking
what is
funny.
Wrong with this guy?
He shows up like, I'm not going to cause drama, but I'm going down there. He had a fucking camera crew with him. How are you not there to cause drama when you show up with a fucking camera crew?
But then you've got, then you've got the Senate that's just being stubborn and this is the worst waste of taxpayer money I've ever seen in my life. This is just unbelievable.
And listening to Harry Reid, okay, listen to Nevada Douchebag Supreme.
On
I wish
and
I
on.
It sounded like a goddamn job interview. Well, I think he presented himself very professional. What the fuck are you talking about? Of course.
4 days ago, you said you weren't going to let him in the Senate. Now you're defending him? Come on, Harry.
And now you're talking about his tailoring his suits, okay? You know what?
He's
no.
going to follow that up with, well, it was the best blowjob I've ever gotten in my life.
Harry Reid pulled over DUI.
Exactly. Blagojevich in the backseat. I don't know what this guy Burris is thinking, honestly, because he's associated with this guy that's very shady, that's been indicted by a grand jury.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm sure they've got plenty of evidence on. And yet he's going to take his nomination and proudly march to Washington, D.C. Are you retarded?
Yeah,
If
Blow My Job would say, Trencher, you're being
blow
nominated. Yeah, Blow My Job. blow the stop sign. Sits there and says, you're going to be, you're going down there now and you're going to be the center. I'm like, fuck you. No, thank you.
I'd duck and go, he wasn't pointing at me.
No, wasn't pointing at me because I don't want to, anybody to think at any point. I said, yeah, sure. I'll pay you a dollar for that job.
Because raise your hand if you don't think, how much money did this guy get? How much money did this guy pay?
Yeah, exactly.
For the Senate seat? He paid. He's going. That's what I see. Yeah. I see this guy like that's on a mission because he's already paid his money.
He's
going to get what he paid for.
Right. I was listening to NPR and the
really?
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Shut the fuck up. All of you.
Really sorry. I like car talk though.
Yeah, they're good.
Go ahead.
Anyhow, so I'm listening to it and
don't
and,
touch the
and,
mic, Trench.
So I'm listening
Do
to it.
You need to get spanked again.
Apparently. That'll be later.
So, I don't think you guys spanked him hard enough, by the way.
Oh,
I think you're
God.
Rather
I
gentle.
So
anyhow, the Lieutenant Governor of Illinois hasn't even talked to him since October of 2007.
Blagojevich?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Blagojevich just isolates himself in his own little
world.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's shit like that going on, and yeah.
He's shady.
Does anyone else get the feeling you look at him like he's trying too hard to be a Kennedy?
Oh, because what gives it away? The hair,
the voice,
the Barbie hair, the Ken hair.
Oh,
I
love it.
I
he fucking invoked Kennedy today too in his little press conference. He ended with something, a poem, and he mentioned Kennedy while with the poem, and I'm like, oh my God, he is trying very hard to.
Maybe
get a Kennedy name with
maybe
him.
Maybe he can get the Martha's Vineyard jail cell then. That would be nice.
No
she's
swimming in any creeks or,
Maybe one of their planes or something.
Maybe we need to start a I wish I could slap them list.
That'd be great. I wish I could slap them. And then the Secret Service shows up and we're all
okay,
fucked.
Mocha kicks. Burris is moving on up to the top to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Very nice, Mocha kicks.
shameless plug, guys. Hey, don't forget this Sunday. Check it out at LV Rocks. We will be hosting the Gotti Party over at Olympic Gardens.
I thought you were going to shameless plug for me.
You get to plug
Apparently
yourself.
Not.
Can you and hold we get on to watch. Just a second, please.
Hold on. All right. She gets to plug herself.
This Sunday, what time is it? 9 p.m. Pacific time.
9 p.m. Pacific till
Cam whores, strippers. It's going to be a wonderful,
and
wonderful
bears.
Thing.
Oh, my.
And teeth.
No bears. No teeth. Bears.
No bears. Cam whores, strippers, and decaf. Oh, my.
Hey, there you go.
Or is it Murph? Who is it?
All of us at one point or another.
Cam whore, strippers, and spank wagon. Oh, my. Right.
Exactly. So check us out this Sunday at 9 p.m. Do not miss this one.
Yep.
So no, we're not recording it. Well, sort of.
12 hours earlier, if we can just turn back time for 12 hours earlier on Sunday at 9 a.m., if you listen to AM 840, if you're local here in Las Vegas, if not, and you're not local, go to KXNT.com. Check out the Jody and Friends show. That's where I'll be.
Which pisses me off to no end because they run their ads in the middle of your sentence.
And it's only the online one that they do that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's because we're late to break. That's my fault. If I go late to break, it screws up the online stream.
Sounds like that's an EP problem.
She's already out the door. So.
Not the talent.
I have one foot out the door and the other foot on a banana peel. It's all good.
Whee!
No, but thank you. I hope everybody listens. I do. I appreciate all the listeners.
Absolutely.
I really do.
And you know, the show's fun.
And I'm very
fun.
Clean. It's not. It's no swearing.
No, you can't.
I follow the FCC
And you're very
guidelines.
Informative, though, too. You guys are. Well,
thank you. I try.
Now say something filthy.
Fuck off.
That's not filthy.
Bite me.
That's not filthy.
That's not filthy either. Come on, girls. You can do better than this.
See, right there. That's filthy.
I'd like to finger your ass up to the knuckle.
With a nail. With a
with a nail.
With a French nail.
I'd like a nail-free finger up your ass.
Exactly.
Right now. Knuckle deep.
She doesn't have any nails, so I could be in luck. Oh, my gosh.
The chat room's just
I don't even understand what this
Zerstor?
Who's trying to sound nervous?
I don't know.
Loads of, oh.
Did you say loads?
He does loads of meth and barely.
Loads of meth.
Barely keep
oh, he
up.
Must be a hash
keep
listener.
Keep up like.
Total hash
stay
listener.
Stay awake or keep up as in.
Well, that's
follow.
The problem. See, the people who listen to the Hash show are all pretty much registering for their AARP cards, so they have a hard time dealing with, you know.
Reality.
Topic
hash
changes.
Show. Hash show.
The King Hash show comes on after us. It's all bad 70s and 80s hair metal.
Bonging it up and whatnot.
Bingo. Hey.
Exactly.
So bingo.
All right, dude. Let's slow down Spankwagon just a little bit, dude.
Dude.
I'm hungry.
Dude.
Ear.
What's in the Poontang playlist?
Oh,
what else do we have? I mean, we only have a few minutes left. I don't want to start kicking off on anything else.
Let's kick off on a whole bunch of other stuff.
No, we don't have a
we don't have a whole bunch of other stuff.
All right, just wondering.
Mocha says Burns looks like Uncle Ruckus. I'd like to thank the white Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
How about Uncle Cracker?
Uncle Cracker?
No.
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 All right.
No.
So what?
Let's take some phone calls.
No one ever calls.
Oh.
No one ever calls our.
No
show.
No one ever calls our show.
I'm gonna drum up a phone call.
Are you?
No, I can't.
Because we're
not gonna have any time left.
Yeah. Get on your
what?
Twitter
page.
What time
do we
start? Twittering.
About 5 more minutes.
About 5 more minutes. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
In such
it?
A fast 2 hours.
Usually is.
Wow. Think of all the things that we've done in 2 hours. I've dressed up like your ex-wife. We've
spanked
done.
You. I've double spanked you.
We've talked about prostitutes.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We put down politicians. It's been a great night.
And Spider-Man it up.
Spider-Man, blowjobs, politicians, wedding dresses, and beatings.
I'll tell you what. You guys are the nicest two guys on meth I've ever met.
It's you know.
I agree, and you're the brightest two guys on meth. I guess.
We have the most teeth for two guys.
We get it at a volume discount. We buy it from Zerzorster's crackpipe mother. Yeah, whatever that. I mean,
He's related to Worcester.
Isn't a Zerzorster like a herpes scar or something?
Zerzorster, yeah. He's Zerzorster.
Now we just insult them.
That sounds like a pussy.
Wait a minute. We already insult them. They listen to us for 2 hours.
Yeah, well.
Disease.
The best part is our listeners listen.
Is that a finger warmer on your mic? What is that thing?
That is a ball sack.
A ball sack.
From a kangaroo.
Sack, yeah.
That's nice. Is it soft?
That's his hesh bag.
Zerzorster, drink more.
Not really too soft.
I don't know what the hell that thing is. It's been here as long as we've been here. You know, since we're rounding out the night, Trench, get Big Red out. Let's see if we can get someone
scared.
Someone scared. Get Big Red out.
Is Big Red? What is Big Red?
What?
You saw Big Red last time you were here.
No, I don't think I did. Is it a dildo?
Oh, yes. It's the dildo to end all dildos.
Is it bigger than the BAM?
Don't put that camera. Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
That is the best. Oh, my God.
That is Big Red. How'd you like that in your asshole?
Wow. Zorster's I'll be right back.
Get the camera. Zorster says, do you guys get a word count volume discount. So we do talk too fast for his old ass.
We must. So Doc Johnson, Red Boy, this is Big
Slow
Red.
Slow your roll.
We actually had a porn star say she could take that.
And then never show up.
And then never showed up. I think we scared her off with it.
This looks like something you'd put on the top of a fence post.
It's a fucking fire hydrant. Are you kidding me?
It's like a cone. You could direct traffic.
Yeah.
So what do you think,
your
Jody?
Ass and direct traffic.
Do you want to take a shot at it? No one's ever used it.
Let me just say, fuck no.
It needs to go at the top.
Christina, what about you?
So the planes can see it. One of them. Big
Bring
red.
It in. Bring it into the ass.
Yeah. Let me just... Oh no, I can't. Wow.
Could you
it's
even
heavy.
Take the tip?
No. Thanks.
I could take the tip, but that's about it.
Murph, you could
oh,
take
would
the
I want
tip.
That's my favorite game, just
to.
The tip.
And what do I win if I do take it all the way in my ass?
My undying love.
What if I don't want that?
And in a lifetime supply of depends.
Well, you'll get a stalker who gives you diapers.
Right. You get to take home a prolapsed rectum.
And we'll carry you down the stairs.
Oh my God.
Me and my bloody assy mess.
What's that whistling sound?
Wait, by carry, we mean kick and.
What?
Get the fuck
out! Moke says King Hash could take that. I think Hash actually may have taken that.
That explains the smell
I think
suddenly.
Zerstor would like that.
Zerstor.
Herpes scar?
Yeah.
Herpes Worcestershire.
Actually, that looks like one.
Worcestershire herpes scar.
Worcestershire herpes scar? And on that note...
Does anybody really take that in their ass?
Somebody must. There's got to be a market.
They make them. They build them.
If they make them, they will come.
If they make them, they'll take them.
Literally.
I saw some chick sitting on...
I love you guys.
Like a 4-foot tall cock. Some chick sat on...
Yuck.
That was like
a 4-foot tall cock?
Spank Wagon Radio is the best, you guys.
Thank
I love
hey, Christina,
you guys. Thank
we're,
you so
we're totally
much.
Off the air now. Do you want to go ahead and take your top off?
No. All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Murph.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We got a lot of people to thank. First off, thank you to everyone hanging out with us in the chat room. Wow. I don't have the chat room anymore. Hold on. Big thanks to, well, Christina, who is our guest. Mocha Kicks, thanks for hanging out. Reverend Hammer, Virtual One. Herpes scabofragilisticus gocius, whatever, Zorster. And Radio X UK, we love you, Juar. Thank you very much. Don't forget to go to spankwagon.net. You can get all our podcasts, not only of Spankwagon, but of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. This
and,
week, you could sing with you.
Yeah, you can sing along with me.
Wait, I'm seeing sweater jiggling.
Sweater kittens.
Fantastic.
Don't forget, guys, to go to the forums and, submit your points for the
well, I'm good for
pool.
Another 6 months.
Yeah, for the death pool, it's awesome. You can win free porn. Even you, Jody, can win some free porn.
Hey, we also got to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network. Of course, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, where we come from. Radio
or
XUK, or on. Well, whatever. Showdown Network and Steel City Radio plus Trax Radio out of Australia. So thank you very much, all of our syndicates. And one more time, Jody, pimp your shit.
Oh, you can hear me on Sundays, every Sunday that is, at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on KXNT.com or AM 840 if you live in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
That is all Pacific time, kiddies.
That's right.
And Christina, you get the honor of giving us the final word of the show.
Fun spank cockin' time.
Spank wagon good time.
Spank wagon have a good time.
I'm gonna go violate someone in a wedding dress.